Well, there's outrage among many Indigenous leaders and lawyers representing young people in the Northern Territory, where the government has announced it will wind back key changes that it made in response to the Northern Territory's Youth Justice Royal Commission. They'll be crimping access to bail for young people and to youth diversion programs and increasing spending on detention and electronic monitoring. The business community, though, has welcomed the move, as Jane Barden reports.
In 2016, anti-Labor capitalised on public outrage over the use of tear gas on youth detainees in Darwin's Dondale Centre. It won government, promising to stop shackling children to chairs in detention and get more out on bail and into rehabilitation programmes. It's been working to implement the Youth Justice Royal Commission recommendations, but now a change in the approach.
If you commit a serious breach of bail, bail will be revoked. We're also giving police extra ability and more circumstances in which they can apply electronic monitoring.
The Chief Minister, Michael Gunner, has also announced more money for detention facilities. Fewer young people will be eligible for youth diversion programmes, and there'll be new penalties for not finishing them.
If you start diversion but don't complete it, you'll go back before the courts.
The changes have been prompted by business and community anger about break-ins and thefts. The Chief Executive of the NT's Chamber of Commerce, Greg Ireland.
It's certainly a common sense approach to strengthen these laws around bail and keeping repeat offenders off the streets.
The President of the NT Criminal Lawyers Association, Marty Ost, is pointing out the latest police statistics show crime associated with young offenders is down.
Property offending is down. There has been an increase in violent offending that's largely captured by the cohort of offenders that are adult, not youth, but adult, and largely committed against family members or others known to those people.
The NT Police Commissioner Jamie Choker says drunken violent crime has risen because of increased COVID welfare payments, and he expects more property crime by repeat young offenders when COVID payments reduce next week.
What we don't want to see is these youth ultimately racking up an extensive list of charges, which we have seen amongst a recidivist number. 16% responsible for 50% of the offending. That's a significant number of offending that those small cadre are undertaking.
At the Royal Commission, Barrister John Lawrence represented youth detainees who'd been tear gassed.
This knee-jerk suite of policies is really just another manifestation of the law and order auction, where politicians are getting tough in order to win elections.
94% of young NT people in detention today are Indigenous. 80% haven't been convicted of a crime. Aboriginal leaders, including Larrakia elder Eric Fijo, are appalled by the government's new plan.
This mentality of just locking us up and throwing away the key, you know, it's just got to stop.
You've had the young men in your family getting in trouble with the law, being in detention. I mean, what have you really felt about that?
My immediate family, yes, and extended family, absolutely. And I thought at one stage, maybe being a prison officer, I can make change then. But, you know, it's just such a vicious cycle that they just have to look at other avenues.
He's hoping to make his own contribution, running bush camps aimed at rehabilitating young offenders.
It'll be 24/7 programs. We will incorporate cultural knowledge, spiritual healing with compassion, and we'll give these kids another option by opening up doors.
The NT government says its new laws will be passed through Parliament in May.
Jane Barden with that report.